Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we talked about, we got to this really cool prize we got to talk about first.
Yeah, we got two tickets to the I Mom So Hard show. It's coming up here end of September, Paramount Theater. And we saw they were on 9 News before. In fact, these ladies are nationwide.
It's
now.
Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley. They do that I Mom So Hard hashtag, and they got a web series about it.
They do, yeah. They also wrote a book, and they're traveling around doing like stand-up shows. And
I heard it's a really, like, even if you're not a mom, if you're, right. Like, it's just hilarious stuff that goes on at this show. So we want to send a couple of you to the Paramount to see this show. We want to talk about your stupid fights.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, unless you've been under a rock, Aretha Franklin died yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, that started a stupid fight.
Okay.
Two dudes in a barbershop were arguing over whether or not it should be Halle Berry playing Aretha Franklin in a biopic.
Like a young Aretha or?
I mean, okay. I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
So the fight started as just an argument like, no, it's gotta be Halle Berry. No, it doesn't. It's gotta be. And then it turned physical. They started beating each other up.
Wow.
And then one of them got a gun and shot.
Okay.
At the other guy.
So Halle got the part then, I take it.
Jennifer Hudson has been tapped to play the Queen of Soul.
Okay.
So, I'm just saying, it's not even like you're in Hollywood and you're the screenwriter.
Right.
You're a dude in a bar. That's the stupidest thing. Like, why are you... You don't have a dog in the... Is Aretha... Aretha?
Wow.
That's a part of the anatomy, right? Okay. Is she your
godmother?
Right. Like, in what way does this matter to you?
I must defend her honor.
It's going to be Halle Berry or nobody, man.
Kablam. Wow. I think Hudson will do a great job.
I think she will do a great job. Yeah. She can belt it out.
Well, now that she got the part via gunfire, right. Gunplay, I guess.
I feel like we shouldn't be saying that on the air because somebody's going to be waiting for us outside.
Oh, okay.
Did you really say Hudson's going to do good? Now, listen, we don't want all the stories to involve gunplay. Mm. It can be a fight between you and some random. It can be a fight between you and your significant other.
Yeah.
Anything like that. But we do happen to have one more fight that involves gunplay.
Mm.
NFL season hasn't even started yet, but apparently a 77-year-old dude in Alabama named John Lewis Caver shot his son over chicken wings.
Okay. I thought you were going to say the Roll Tide, but
no,
it's actually over the food they were consuming.
They were running low on wings and they both wanted more. So John pulled out a gun and shot his son to make sure he didn't eat the wings that John wanted.
That's one with the war of attrition.
Yes.
That's one way.
You thinking about eating that right there?
Jeez.
I don't think so.
It's all gristle and bone anyway.
I only like chicken wings if you cook them way beyond what they should be cooked.
Oh, I haven't had a chicken. I don't.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like it's all bone and gristle. I mean, that's
you
what
come to my house. I'm going to make you some chicken wings.
Do you have boneless ones? Do you have boneless?
That's not a chicken wing. That's a nugget.
Yes, that's right. Can you just make?
Okay, let's have a fight about this.
All right, here
this
we go.
Is, I'm going to say. Here's the thing. I think Chili's and Sonic, and I don't know if Sonic has it. I know Chili's does. Applebee's maybe too. Any bar food type place.
Mm-hmm.
You can serve chicken wings, but it better have a bone in it. And if you say we have boneless chicken wings, stop it. You have to call it because it's...
That's a good point.
It's not the chicken wing.
Because they have bone in them.
No, and it's... Right. And it's... You've made a nugget. You've compressed some white meat or whatever. But it's not like you went and like pulled a wing apart and then fried that because it would look different. But you make it in like a patty shape. So I think we should no longer be allowed to call them boneless chicken wings.
So if they shape them into a wing shape, then we're back in business.
No, because you've still manipulated the process. It's not actually a wing. It's not a boneless wing. It's a chicken tender. But Here's why they want to call it a wing.
Okay.
Because we put buffalo sauce on it. So it tastes like one. Then call it a buffalo chicken tender. But it's not
it's not a boneless wing.
In fact, there are two Chili's between here and my house.
Okay.
I'm stopping at both.
You're going to complain.
I'm walking in. I need to see a manager about the wings.
And please speak like that.
I'm going to be like, yeah, you get out here. I'm probably not my credit card. I need to pay in cash. I'm going to be like, I want you to bring me boneless wings and wings. And then when he walks out with the boneless wings, I'm going to knock him out of his hand. I'm like, those aren't wings.
Those are nuggets.
And then I'll take my wings and get in my truck and drive home.
You're
or
smart.
Drive to the next Chili's.
It's better to go cash as opposed to leaving your...
Except announcing that I'm headed to the one right there on 25 right. in Hamden is probably not a good idea. You know what time the show's over, right? Slacker's coming in.
Is that how they speak?
I should go in just to say, yeah, I'd like to order two different types of wings. Cops, guns drawn.
SWAT. Hunt.
He's doing the wing thing where he's going to waste them. I'm right on that, right?
They're not wings.
It's not a wing.
But when I come over to your house, can you make boneless? Come on. Shape them into wings. I don't want your gristle.
Tell me what you would eat. Because I know you won't eat the buffalo sauce because it's too hot. I don't even want you to come over anymore.
It's okay. Wait a second. Yeah, because it's all atomic bomb hot.
Right.
It's just,
Then what do you want? If you just want a chicken nugget,
I
want to
taste
Mickey
the chicken. I don't want to taste... If I wanted to taste the atomic bomb sauce...
That's what a buffalo wing is.
Drink the sauce.
No, you won't.
Got to have a nice combination of both.
Of what?
You got to have chicken meat and...
And what sauce?
Without gristle.
What sauce?
The mild one. What do you mean?
Okay, I know better.
You're all condescending.
No, because you don't eat
you're all
anything
indignant.
In that orange color. You won't eat. It's like, can I barbecue?
Because that stuff reminds me of the stuff that my mom used to put on cuts whenever I like skin my knee. That's what the sauce looks like.
Oh my God.
That's what you're eating is eating iodine.
You and me?
Oh, no. Here we go.
We could probably have 6 or 7 different fights just about chicken wings.
You want to go down to the Chili's at Hamden?
You meet me at Chili's. With all due respect, I think Applebee's is wrong, too. So there's just none of those
just
between here and my house. There's a BJ's or whatever the BJ's. What do they have? BJ's, you tweet us right now. If you have the boneless wings, I'll be stopping by there, too.
Neighborhoods that can't afford like a Chili's, they go with the BJ's. I'm just kidding.
Isn't that in Aurora, Steve?
No, we don't have any. No, they're not allowed.
Yes, it is.
They're not allowed.
The BJ's I'm talking about said Alameda and 225.
But technically, that's Centennial.
Technically, Centennial at all.
We don't want Commerce City cast-offs in our town.
Can I just say this? Commerce City doesn't have a BJ's.
So you don't have anything.
We're three levels under that.
That is true.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
Okay. Stupid fights. If you've been in a stupid fight, we'd love to hear all about it. Kiana.
Yay!
Stupid fights.
So my husband, me and him were talking about funerals, and I was like, well, you know, I rode behind the hearse at my grandfather's funeral. And he goes, that's not how you pronounce it.
How you pronounce
he
what?
He pronounces hearse, like the car that carries the coffin at a funeral.
Yeah,
hearse.
He was pronouncing it hearse.
I hate when people add a T to that. You don't need a T in there. Is that the Hearst family?
Is it real? I never heard anybody put
E-A-R-S-E.
It's it is E, right? There's no T. But he puts a T on it? Oh, yeah, you got a divorce.
Yes,
that's it.
He didn't talk to me for a week because I corrected him in front of my family. It was so funny.
Oh, so he's not mad that you corrected him. It was where you corrected
him.
But dude, like you were going to let him say, because you know what? When you hear like someone you care about mispronouncing a word and you don't say anything and then they just keep saying it every time.
Yes.
It's like, because you're looking, all your family is like, you married an idiot. Like, what are you doing?
It reflects bad on
you. It does. It's like, I have to stop you so they think I'm not dumb.
Exactly.
Like I need them to know that I know that you're doing it wrong.
Is that a shared stupidity over here?
We're not sucking down carbon monoxide at our house. It's just him, and I'm going to correct him, and we're going to be good from this moment forward. Does he get it now? Does he not say the T?
Yes, but we had another one where he was pronouncing Ari, and it started all over again.
Ari. That's okay. Ari.
That's pretty awful.
Wow.
Yeah, you might have to rethink that whole thing. Thank you, Kiana. Liz?
Hi.
Stupid fight.
It's always about the dishwasher. My boyfriend always wants everything perfectly spotless before it goes in. And I just, you know, kind of rinse them off. And, like, that's what a dishwasher is for. Hello.
Right.
You
know?
He over rinses for your taste.
Yeah. It's like he needs them perfectly clean. And I'll, like, you know, rinse them off. You don't want, like, all that residue on the bottom of the dishwasher and stuff. But,
right.
Like, it doesn't need to be spotless, but what's the point of a dishwasher?
Yeah, but, yeah, that's...
I got a fight going to my house about the dishwasher.
But it's the way it's loaded, though,
yes.
Right? Because there's a...
So, my dishwasher, when I bought the new one...
Mm-hmm.
Actually had diagrams of where crap went. Like in the silverware thing, it shows the forks going, like you know, I have the lids, yes, on the silverware, yep, thing, and you can close those and then you almost have individual compartments, yep, for one fork, one what, and it showed put the, yep, forks in these ones. So I saw that and I do it. So it's like she does it to spite me. I'll come in, I'll open the dishwasher and all the forks and spoons are on the knife side, upside down.
No!
So it's all down in there. I'm like, no, the manual. And so I will sit there and I'll move them all. And then just like later on that night, I'll come to like put the thing in and like to start the dishwasher. I open it up and they're all moved back.
So she is doing that.
Oh, yeah. It's like because she wants to prove to me, and she's right, they'll still come out clean.
But there is a right and wrong.
There is
way.
A, yes. Like, I'm doing what the manual says.
Yeah, that's the right way.
That's, yes.
Just do it the way. Oh.
RTFM. And the F is the only word I can't say. Read the manual. Leslie?
Yay.
Stupid fight.
Stupid fight. So it was with my stepdad. I just turned 16 and I was driving, so I went to go pick up Chinese food for all of us. And I forgot soy sauce. And you would have thought it was the end of the world to my stepdad. He was screaming. He was yelling. Plates ended up getting broken over little tiny packets of soy sauce.
Just grab some salt. It's the same thing.
No,
yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Soy sauce is, no, just salt for the...
It adds a salty flavor. No.
Yeah.
It's not the... No.
You told me that's just...
I told you that to get... I told you that so you would put soy sauce, but it's also liquid. So it adds a thing. There's a thing. And if I got this great... You can't know.
Oh.
Like, I got a hankering for my Kung Pao chicken and the Kung Pao, there's not enough sauce and you just need a little bit of the soy on the rice. You've just wasted $50 on stuff because you're missing a free packet. Why did you get the packets, Leslie?
I don't know. They didn't put them in the bag.
It's somebody else's fault. It's always somebody. Take responsibility for once in your life.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.